Her brother, who had the keenest sight of those in the forge room, climbed up onto the sill, taking hold of Major Mullane's paw as he leaned out. Shading his brow with his free paw, Phirps stared intently at the object. His shout echoed around the forge chamber.
It is! It's a bally ship, all right, sir, and it's heading this blooming way, straight to the blinking mountain, if you flippin' ask me.
Major Mullane lifted him from the sill with a stern note in his voice.
Less of the barrack room lingo, young'un. Badger Lord present, you know.
Phirps held a paw to his mouth.
Oops! My apologies, sir.
The ancient Badger Lord seized his walking staff, issuing orders urgently.
Major, gather all officers immediately. Tell them to turn out the long patrol. Full complement, well armed.
Mullane saluted with his swagger stick.
Right, your lord. I'll have them lining the west shore in full fig, armed to the ear tips. Will you be attending?
Ashai nodded vigorously.
Send old Acrea up. Tell him to attend the lord's wardrobe. I want to be dressed in full regalia. Oh, I'll need to be bearing some kind of arms. A sword, do you think?
Tringle spoke out boldly before the major could answer.
Beg pardon, lord, but a battle axe might be better. It looks fearsome, but you could use it to feel your way, just like the staff you have to help you along.
The hermaid winced as Ashai's big paw descended thankfully on her shoulder.
Good idea, young'un. You and your brother stay here. When I'm ready, you can both walk me down to the shore.
Major Mullane did an about-turn in the doorway. He beckoned Tringle and Phirps to him, whispering to them.
This is your first assignment as scout runners. Lord Ashai is under your protection. Guard him with your lives, your very lives. Do you hear?
Mullane turned and marched off, leaving behind him two young hares almost bursting with pride. Drums thundered and bugles blared as Salamandastron roused itself to meet the newcomers.